From Tidbits on March 19th, 2012, this is Tidbits Watchlist, Notable Software Updates, written by Tidbits staff. Aperture 3.2.3. Apple has released Aperture 3.2.3, a small maintenance update to its professional photo organizer and editor. Like the recent update to iPhoto, this release enables you to delete individual photos from your iCloud photo stream. It also addresses unnamed minor issues related to performance and stability. Sandvox 2.5.3. Corellia has updated its Sandvox website creation software to version 2.5.3 with numerous small improvements and fixes. On the publishing front, the update improves stability during publishing and error handling with SFTP upload failures. It fixes an issue with Facebook comments administration and fixes an issue that created incorrect HTML paths when exporting a site for the first time. The release also provides several media-related fixes, including audio and video compatibility with Internet Explorer 9 and 10, and ensuring RAW files will preview correctly within Sandvox. Other changes include the capability to add custom banners to quick look previews, and the immediate appearance of an object's border in the web view when toggled. For a full rundown of the updates, fixes, and improvements, be sure to check out the release notes. Firefox 11.0. Mozilla continues its relentlessly hurtling climb to a triple-digit version number with Firefox 11, also known as the Nigel Tufnel Special Edition, which is light on new features that you'll actually notice, though developers get it a couple of new toys. The new add-on sync feature enables you to keep your add-ons copacetic across multiple computers. Go to the sync tab in preferences to opt into this, and you can now migrate bookmarks, history, and cookies from Google Chrome. Also, users of Growl 1.3 and later will get a welcome return of notifications. On the developer side, the update adds the Style Editor tool for editing CSS style sheets in a text editor, and the Page Inspector 3D View, a WebGL-based visualization tool that provides a three-dimensional view of the HTML elements on your page. See this mobile blog entry for a video demonstration. Firefox 11 also provides support for the outer HTML and CSS text size adjust properties, and includes redesigned media controls for HTML5 video. The update is rounded out by a variety of security fixes. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile, Intego, Noteboom Productions, Global Delight, Doxy, and ScanSnap. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at Tidbits.com. I'm Adam Engst, and thanks for listening.